Indeed, indeed. Let us get to work here. Good evening and happy Sunday evening to you. And welcome to Article 5 Live. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host, coming to you live on many different platforms from the formerly great state of Arizona, from the radio bunker somewhere located in that zone of iniquity. Now, tonight we have many things to go, and last week our theme was we're going to kind of continue the idea on down the line that leftism is not liberalism. It is, and liberalism is indeed what is a mental disorder. And liberalism is not the disorder, I mean to say, leftism is. And it's a sociopathic mental disorder wherein not only does the end justify the means, in other words, lie, cheat, steal, whatever it takes to get power, recognition, and, you know, what to further an agenda. The ends justify the means. Anything goes with leftism. Lie, cheat, steal, murder. Doesn't matter. As long as it serves the agenda. That is a sociopathic psychopathy. No doubt about that. Liberalism is a different thing. Modern liberalism, people want to be really loose with their morals in a lot of cases. They want to be, shall we say, socially hip. So everything goes, you know, 190,000 genders, take and cut your little boy's genitals off because that's cool now, you know. This kind of stuff. But one could argue that's mental illness too, but I just think it's flat Satanism. But that isn't what a liberal used to be, not even just 10 years ago. Liberals of 10 years ago would have objected to the crap that's going on now that's called liberalism, right? So I guess these are... these are things we need to talk about. Now, we have already the trolls from the Twitter sewer. It's amazing. I should just quit even trying with Twitter because all I get is well, once in a while, there's somebody with some sense on Twitter. But I have some videos for you guys. And I want to play them because it shows the degenerate state that we are in, which is just almost unspeakable, really. I mean, it's just unbelievable where we're at. So, first of all, let's go with the despicable state of reputation we now sit in with the whole world, exemplified by the Brown Report here. It's really quite disgusting. Let's give this a listen for a second here.
Recent events concerning the current version of the President of the United States make the chaos at the border actually seem secondary. Biden's homage to Gerald Ford and Hillary Clinton is begging for deeper analysis, regardless that there was a blanketed media blackout by the leftist media over his fall up the stairs to Air Force One due to what they clumsily described as wind-related. There's cautious, and then there's the gold medal performance of the Air Force One Olympic event that 78-year-old brain surgery survivor Biden, the leader of the dwindling free world, pulled off. The White House will obviously fabricate anything to cover up the unrelenting Biden train wreck. Of course, what can you expect from an administration riddled with chronic potheads?
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has sworn me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it. And let me tell you, because...
And as the international community led by Russia and China throw more logs on the Biden fire, blindsiding Joe's amateur administration with fire and brimstone...
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols.
所以我们刚才必须阐明我们的立场。
So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句，你们没有资格在中国的面前说。 你们从实力的地位出发,
so let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Okay, let's just take that just for a second. And let me tell you that China no longer thinks the United States can speak to them from a position of strength. Let that sink in for a second. After 2 months of the Biden administration. If you are not shocked by that, you are a political moron. Continue on with the Brown Report.
I want to invite Biden to continue this discussion, but on condition that we do it live, online, without any delay, in an open, direct discussion. I think it would be interesting.
While the border is thrown into chaos.
Do you agree that Customs and Border Patrol encountered protection encountered more than 100,000?
Now, before we go on to the border, let me say the reason that Putin clip is so relevant. Don't forget what preceded that was Biden telling George Stephanopoulos on ABC that he believes that Biden is a killer. And that he's going to face consequences for that. And Putin's response is, let's have a public debate. And you know damn well that Biden, the two-time brain surgery survivor, is not of the mental faculty to even call foreign leaders. Kamala Harris is doing that. This is the most distressed position the United States has been in since probably even in including the Civil War. Continuing on about the border.
1,000 individuals in February, which was 173% increase from February 2020. Just yes or no?
The numbers with respect to February of this year are accurate.
Yeah, can you confirm that Customs and Border Protection's Donna facility was recently at over 700% capacity?
I don't have the precise figure. It was certainly over capacity, Mr. Ranking Member.
You said earlier in your testimony that the situation at the border is undoubtedly difficult. Well, given the tremendous rise and surge of individuals coming to the border, wouldn't it be fair to call it a crisis? Because that's what your agents are calling it.
Mr. Ranking Member, I'm not spending any time on the language.
Of course not.
And so we've known this is a crisis. What I learned in just the past hour shows that we are now dealing with a humanitarian disaster. What we learned in Midland just in the past.
Now, this moron, Governor Abbott of Texas, is compromised, some say, by the Chinese, but he at least will stand up for the border, I think, where they are letting through hundreds of thousands of people without any COVID-19 tests for those of you that are concerned about that. Don't you people on the left care about all the COVID? Isn't the COVID scare the biggest thing in the world? Wear three or four masks, shove a swab up your ass, and, you know, take a couple of mutagen shots for a virus that doesn't kill anybody. That's exactly what you do all the time, and preach and cry and whine and moan and quake in fear over that crap. But yet we let hundreds of thousands of untested people with a 25% positive test rate of COVID cross the border, because that's what you lefties do. Continue on with the formerly great state of Texas's governor. Go ahead.
Past hour is two things. One is they have no proven clean running water at the location. They were using well water that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has informed the federal government has not been proven to be safe. There's no telling what could be in there, including the possibility of arsenic. And then on top of that, more than 10% of the migrants at the Midland location have now tested positive for COVID-19.
The Biden administration, the president himself, promised to be incredibly transparent. So when can journalists enter these facilities? Why not tomorrow?
We are focused on our operations and the needs of the children. And at the same time, we are working to provide access to those Border Patrol facilities when we can do
kids
so.
Kids in cages with polluted water.
By an immigration department.
But that's Trump's fault.
Enforce anything under Biden's free-for-all cloud and pivot onslaught.
People even on the terror watch list, people from Yemen and the Middle East are coming across the border now. So we really have a time problem here. Yep.
Leaving Americans to scratch their heads and wonder, did any terrorists actually make it through? This has to be the most miserable administration I've ever witnessed in my lifetime as an American citizen. And if you want a quick look at popular opinion, look no further than the like-dislike ratio on the White House YouTube channel. Mr. Biden, America is furious. John Bound reporting.
Yeah, man. How do you like that? So you know, the condition of our country has deteriorated at the most rapid rate in known history. The only thing that could put us in a worse position quicker than what has happened is, you know, perhaps a mile wide size asteroid smacking our major city and causing, you know, a big cloud to block the sun out for, you know, 5 years so that we all starve to death. Because it's that kind of catastrophe level of what the Biden administration is allowing to happen to our country. Now, we can't sit here and blame this on the hapless Joe Biden. Joe Biden, admittedly, repeatedly, does not know where he is. He probably most times is not aware that he is president of the United States. The way his veins are popping out of the side of his temples indicates a heavily in a condition of amphetamines being used to animate this nearly corpse man. He's basically a walking corpse that belongs in a nursing home or somewhere where he can live his last years or whatever time he has left peacefully with some sort of dignity, instead of being out in on the public stage making an absolute fool of himself and degrading the formerly great United States of America with policies that do not command any respect whatsoever from any of our economic or cultural rivals. And this is not distressing to the lefties. They think they're wonderful. They think Biden and the Biden administration is wonderful. And they call Trump a loser. And you know what? Trump is a loser. Trump was president of the United States. And he allowed such corruption to happen that even though he got 20 million more votes than the candidate that's sitting in the White House, he still lost the presidency. I would call that a lose. So I agree with you, lefties. Trump's a loser. But is a guy who has to cheat and that everybody hates, just look at the YouTube videos. It's 5-1 thumbs down, then thumbs up on any time that guy makes a video, okay? And he can't garner more than 1,000 live views. I've done that more than 1,000 live views with my broadcasts in the past before all the big tech clampdowns on this broadcast. And I'm nobody. So he's the president of the United States. He can't get more than 1,000 lives on YouTube or YouTube Live or Facebook Live. That ought to tell you everybody hates this guy. Everybody hates what's happening in the country. And yet the left has still opened their traps. Oh, Trump's a loser. Okay, I accept that comment. Trump's a loser. You're right. But we've moved on from Trump. You on the left are the ones that have not. You still continue to try to blame Trump for what your animated corpse is causing in the United States of America. You ought to think about that just a little bit. The other thing is, with China has infiltrated our universities, they've infiltrated our sports, they've infiltrated Hollywood, they've infiltrated our government through spies. 20 years, Dianne Feinstein has a spy, a Chinese spy, whether she knew it or not, we don't know. Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy, he's still on the Intelligence Committee today. This is the kind of ridiculous crap that goes on in our government. And the left says, we're the problem. The people that love America and revere the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and are liberal in that regard, because those are liberal precepts that we conservatives try to protect. That's what conservatism is, unbeknownst to the idiot left. We get the blame for everything they do wrong to us, because in reality has been inverted. There is no reality because the press, the news, has been taken over by agenda-driven leftists who only report on things that will push the left's agenda. Anything like the stuff I just showed you doesn't get reported. Yeah, they showed Biden stumbling up the stairs because Biden is on the way out. He ain't going to last 90 days in the presidency. Kamala Harris is going to have to take over, and that was in the plan to begin with. And Joe himself has even told us that on numerous occasions by the Freudian slip of saying President Harris. Three times now, once last week, once again. Not only that, he says, well, if I disagree with her or I'll just go away and claim some disease or something. He's actually said this stuff in public, but it doesn't get, major attention from the media because it doesn't serve their agenda. Yet we know these things have happened. So the problem is, we on the right continue to cling to the fact that they stole the election, that Trump was the duly elected president twice. And I want to ask the question tonight, what good does that do us to point out the truth? The answer to that is it does no good whatsoever. Because when the left has all the power, they will wield it. Mike Vplex says we are in deep trouble. That's exactly why we are in deep trouble, Mike, because there is no ballot box left. They have stolen the ballot box. When they're able to steal 20 million votes in broad daylight, and everybody knows it, including the left admitting it, I referenced the Time magazine article who basically brags about how they saved the 2020 election. Read the article. They admit stealing the election in print because they're so freaking arrogant. And they did it in our face. We all know it anyway. We're not retards. So, but they couldn't have pulled that off without an utter failure of our entire system. Not only did our election system fail, our vote counting system fail, but the court system failed because the courts refused to deal with it. The executive branch failed by way of the Justice Department because there's nothing but criminals. In the Justice Department, even the ones that Trump appointed were criminals. So they have no desire to, you know, drain the swamp. They're not going to commit economic and political suicide by exposing themselves. It's just not going to happen. No, you put the pretender in there. Bill Barr, who pretended to let he wanted justice. He's a good talker and a lawyer and all that crap. He went in to clean up after the clumsy pedophiles screwed everything up. He went in there and he shined everybody on that calls themselves conservatives, and they all bought into it and thought he was a great guy, i.e. Mark Levin and those guys. Mark Levin had it on his great Sunday night show saying that, oh yeah, William Barr, thank you for trying to do what's right and all that. Look where we are now. I just had a conversation with our friend James Copeland yesterday, and he asked me what happened to Durham. Oh, I said, hey, Durham is still a special prosecutor or special counsel, whatever they call that crap. That's for the purposes, see. But he's never going to produce anything that they want to prosecute. He just remains special counsel so they can continue to collect the $50,000 a week paycheck or whatever that position pays, something around there. It's about 50 grand a week. When they can no longer justify giving him that money, he'll gladly bow out after making millions of dollars, and he will bow out by not recommending any prosecutions. That's what is happening with John Durham. He's just another one of the swamp creatures. So this is what we face. We have a completely broken legal system, a broken executive branch. Congress, give me a break. That institution is full of a bunch of criminals, cowards, and compromised individuals. There's about five people in there you might be able to trust. And their entire staff and the lobbyists that run the whole thing from K Street? Are you kidding me? So when you make the statement, Mike Vplex, we are in deep trouble. Yeah. So we have all these failures of all of our institutions due to lack of integrity, honor. Every one of these people are compromised to one degree or another for one way or another. And compromising comes from criminality. It comes from blackmail. It comes from extortion. It comes from cowardice. It comes from, you know, you're compromised by a dozen different things and a dozen different degrees of compromise, but they're all compromised in one way or another. I would dare to say even guys like Jim Jordan and these people are never a full-throated support. And you notice he doesn't catch the kind of flack that the lady from Colorado does or the governor of Florida. They get the heavy flack because they really are patriots. The gal from that was elected from Georgia, they're trying to throw her ass out of Congress because she's the real deal. So you get a guy like Jim Jordan, we think he's the real deal, but he kind of holds back just enough so they don't attack him like that. You notice they don't attack Jim Jordan in the same manner. Now, I'm not trying to pick on Jim Jordan. Don't get me wrong. I think Jim Jordan's a good guy, but he knows how to play the game. He can go just bump up against that line. We're going to throw him at ass out of Congress, and he doesn't have the courage to step over that line. I think the same thing of my own congressman, Andy Biggs. Biggs talks real good. He doesn't do a hell of a lot because he doesn't have the power to. And he doesn't really, I don't know what it's in his heart, but I bet he doesn't want the power because then his ass will be on the chopping block like the rest of them. And that's the problem with the whole Republican Party. The people that are in there running things, they've got no courage. They're not like the Democrats. The Democrats are fearless. They go out right in your face and do anything they want and get away with it. And we're sitting there with our mouths open going, how can they possibly get away with that? And the answer is because we let them do it. So, you know, and it's the same old thing. We're decent people and we project our kindness onto other people. And we find it difficult to believe that people are actually that rotten. Even when they show us they are, we're still in disbelief. How can they possibly think that's okay? I do it myself, still today, even after seeing all this ahead of time and then living through it and telling you all about it. From my perspective, I still, hey, Diane, how you doing, stranger? Anyway, I still see it today. I still do it today. I still project my decency on these criminals of all different kinds and degrees. Because if I find it hard to believe that an actual human being can act that horribly with impunity like the leftists do now. Now, many of them do it out of ignorance. I would say like your AOC. She really believes the malarkey that her Marxist professors filled her head with in college. So she may grow out of it one day. You know, I don't know. It depends. You know, if she's real money grubber, which I suppose she is, from what I've heard about her fashion and all that crap, that once she realizes that everything she believes in is actual malarkey, but that's where the payola is, she'll just continue saying it like she started out. All the rest of the leftists are the same thing. Some of them are true believers. Most of them aren't. You guys remember Dennis Kucinich? Now, here's a guy who was a homeless guy, and he worked his way into Congress the hard way. And he's a liberal Democrat. He might even stretch to call himself a progressive on some things. But I don't think he's a leftist. You know what? Kucinich still respected the institutions laid out in the Constitution to where you don't see him on TV anymore because he was appalled by some of the things that the left was up to. So, yeah, they had him on Fox News, and now he's disappeared off in the sunset. He's not in Congress anymore either. But Dennis Kucinich, Rush used to make a lot of fun of him and all that stuff because he was a liberal, a real liberal, people that, you know, the bleeding heart type. And boy, oh boy, I miss those people. I would much rather deal with them anytime than the crop of shit that we have now that call themselves liberals or progressives or whatever the hell you want to call them. I call them demons. But because they're absolutely no integrity, no honesty, no intellectual honesty. The ones that have enough brains to know what's going on are doing this dishonest crap with impunity. They know exactly what they're up to. And they don't care because the end justifies the means. And the end is them, few elites on top, controlling everybody else who's poor. That's what it's all about. That's what they're all doing. And these idiots in American left think that they have a seat at that table. That's how stupid they are. Or greedy or full of avarice or whatever. But their bosses, the globalist corporate heads that run all governments on planet Earth, don't have any plans to give them a position of power. People that are willing to throw their brethren under the bus turn them in, lock them up for a dissenting political opinion like they're doing now in the United States of America in the face of a Constitution and Bill of Rights. You know, there's no way in hell that these globalists that run things are stupid enough to put a dishonorable person like these leftists at a position of power, because they know they're going to cut their throat next if they do something that stupid. They actually have more, the globalists have more respect for their opposition than they do for the sycophants that go along with their BS. But our American leftists are not smart enough to realize this. They really think they're going to have a seat at the power table when this is all over with. They don't think the long knives are coming out for them like Hitler did to the brown shirts. They don't realize how this works because they're not students of history and they don't understand how these things work. Hi, Marissa. I'm glad you're out of jail. Glad to see both the Bishop Ammunition Manufacturing in the house. You guys, these people are innovators, geniuses when it comes to large caliber stuff that'll take any game on planet Earth out. Pretty cool stuff. You ought to visit their website, bishopammunition.com, or check them out on Facebook, Bishop Ammunition and Firearms. Long time sponsors of the radio show, Article 5 Hour. Welcome. Good to see you in the house, both Diane and Marissa Bishop. Wonderful people. So I'm on a long, you know, stream of consciousness here, and I promise you it's going somewhere. So these leftists, who a lot of people like to call liberals, which they aren't liberals. I got to tell you, liberalism is far different. Liberalism lives on the left of center. I'll give you that. But what we're dealing with now that has ruined our nation completely and ruined our system, these are not liberals. Liberals appall what's happened. They're appalled by what's happened. And if you get an intellectually honest person that is on the left that voted for Biden, they have remorse. They see. Because I'll point this out once again, because it's worth it. For you, Ryan Ada, 1610560, troll there from Twitter, listen up. So you install somebody that belongs in a rest home as president of the United States, a man who doesn't even know where he is day to day, doesn't even know which way to go off a stage after a 5-minute speech whenever he can have enough amphetamines in him to actually make one. A man who is not ambulatory enough to climb a set of stairs when he knows the cameras are on him. Now, I'm not going to pick on him too much for that because I might have trouble going up those stairs too, and I'm younger than him. So I get it. Stuff hurts when you get old. And, far be it for me to even laugh at that. But it does not show us as a strong nation when people see that. That's image does everything when it comes to video, and that tells the rest of the world, our enemies, that we have a weak president. Whether we and there's no joking or any memes and all that. It's all that stuff's funny. That's fine. But the problem with it really is it shows America's weakness. It's a visual demonstration of the already obvious weakness that we allowed the party of the left to steal the election from the strong president. I mean, I'm not even sure I'm going to, after Trump's went out and said, yeah, you should take the vaccine on Fox News a few days ago, I'm not even sure that I support Trump anymore, because that's such an idiotic thing to do. Whether you believe the vaccine is for you or not, Trump needs to back off. Because big pharma, big tech, and big media, they're in control of our government, not the other way around. Trump could have fixed that, and he didn't. He was still the best president probably we ever had, save George Washington. But these mistakes that he made, putting in the wrong personnel, not clamping down on big tech 2 years before the election so that both sides could be heard. And falling for the medical tyranny were just colossal mistakes that caused the election to be able to be stolen with all the fraud. And it could have been avoided. And we were all screaming, don't let him get away with it. In fact, I'll give him credit for this. He was saying, hey, we can't let him do this paper ballot thing. That's going to ruin the election. But nobody listened, and they did it anyway. And all the idiots in the state government have been, state governments, court systems, all that have already been bought off so that when they were exposed, they just delayed until now. Until the result. So now I'm going to play you guys another video that has to do with that. It starts out talking about what's going on here in the formerly great state of Arizona. So let me share my screen with that. And let's see if I can bring this one up. Hang on just a second. I'm sorry. Let me play this one. Let's see if I've got this at the right place. Yeah, let's listen to what Owen's about to say here, you guys. Let's go with this.
The anecdote here, as I segue, though, the breakdown of civilization. Arizona Senate to hand count 2.1 million Maricopa County 2020 presidential election ballots. We'll see if anything comes of this. Now, why do I say this? Because you also have Trump, who said, oh, I didn't lose to Biden, laughing about how he fell off the stairs, fell down on the stairs, probably smashed his shin bone. Well, the irony actually is that, you had more votes than Biden, but you let them steal it. So I guess, you did lose to him.
Now, Owen, that's not really fair to Mr. Trump. He didn't let them steal it. He implored all the systems of our government to help him not allow this fake and phony ass paper ballot thing to go out there for months and months and months. He warned of the disaster that would happen. Now, he was ineffective because he trusted the system as a backup, the court system to back him up. What he didn't anticipate was the court system being so corrupt that no one would allow the court system to intervene in the fraud. I think that was the mistake. So be fair, Owen.
But I understand what you're saying. We get it. You did actually win, but you lost. They cheated and they won. And it happened when you were president. So we can all laugh about it, but they're destroying our country right now. And here's the breakdown of civilization, though. A congressman from Connecticut, Jim Himes, points out what I've been pointing out for over a year now, how there's basically two different realities right now. And you can pretty much choose what reality you want. And there's a little more gray area, but you understand. Here's some of the breakdowns. So Jim Himes, representative from Connecticut, says this. There's a problem that the American right cherishes ideas that aren't true. That's us. We cherish ideas that aren't true, according to this Democrat congressman. Yeah, us. Tax cuts pay for themselves. Well, actually, every time that you've cut taxes, the federal government has increased tax revenue. That's just a historic fact.
Yeah, but facts are irrelevant in the modern paradigm, which is a point I was making earlier. If your paradigm that you're used to takes account of the facts and you think that that matters, and then you find out that it doesn't, it's time to change your perception of what the actual paradigm is. Because let me tell you, my good friends, when facts do not matter, things aren't how they used to be when facts did matter. And that's where we are today. The left gets away with all the falsehoods that they want to with impunity because they have 95% of the legacy media will back them no matter how horrific the BS is. They have their back. They will cover them. So the point is, if you want to be shocked by the fact that facts don't matter anymore, we really do need to move past that and understand where we really are in this world. Owen continues.
Now, I'm not sure what you're saying when you say tax cuts pay for themselves. That doesn't really make sense. But again, when you're talking about Democrat Party policy, they want to raise taxes. So how does that pay for anything? It just pays for their bigger government. Climate change is a hoax. Again, worded wrong. Man-made climate change is a hoax.
I got to stop Owen there, because Bill Gates has spent $10 billion on a program putting crap up in the atmosphere to block the sun. Now, the theory is to, you know, reduce the greenhouse effect or whatever the garbage has been, the propaganda has been. I was taught in the fifth grade that photosynthesis is a good thing and that plants, which we eat, need carbon dioxide. So an increase in carbon dioxide, which is supposed to be Satan the devil itself, according to the left, an increase in carbon dioxide will feed every starving individual that ever you could, up to somewhere the estimates have been over 150 billion people on Earth if we had 400 parts per billion or whatever it is. I'm not a scientist, but I read an article that was written by a scientist that says this. So more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is a good thing. It causes temperate climates and it causes more food to grow, and we can feed all the starving people on Earth. You people that call yourself liberals ought to love that. But apparently you don't care about people dying, or you wouldn't have had COVID shutdowns that kills off the third world. I digress. Owen continues.
That's so they're not even honest about their own policy. Masks don't work. Well, your medical god, Fauci, wrote studies in the 90s about how masks didn't stop the spread of disease during a pandemic, but actually increased the spread during the Spanish flu. That was Fauci that wrote that. It was Fauci that went on 60 Minutes and said masks didn't work. And it's just common sense that masks don't stop viruses, but don't leave a good fact to the Democrats to understand. So they say masks don't work is something we don't understand. And then Trump won. That's something that we don't understand. Even though Biden didn't win half the counties that Obama won when he got his record-setting votes, Biden only won one of 19 bellwether counties. He was 0-for-4 in the bellwether states. He cheated. So Trump lost, but Biden cheated. But here's my point. There really are two realities right now. And the lines that they're drawn upon have never been bolder and more distinctive. Do you wear a mask or do you don't? Or do you not wear the mask? Do you believe COVID was the deadliest pandemic or not? Do you believe Trump actually won the election or not? Do you believe anything that a Democrat or a liberal on television tells you or not? I mean, these are the distinct lines of reality that have been drawn now. And these are basic things and there's gray areas, but that's where it's at. So that's why every Democrat that you run into loves the mask, two masks, three masks, loves the shutdown, loves it all. They're living in the fake pandemic. That's the reality they chose. You most likely didn't choose that reality. You're tuned into this broadcast. You most likely don't wear the mask. You know the science that the masks don't work. But see, these are the realities. So I can go out in Austin, Texas, and I did, and I went to dinner a couple times this weekend. I don't wear the masks. My friends don't wear the mask. Other people in the restaurants wearing masks. Nobody asked us to wear a mask. I'm thinking, why are these people wearing a mask? They choose to live in the reality that they're living in the deadliest pandemic of their lives.
It's a virtue signal at this point, and everyone knows it. Now, unfortunately, here in the formerly great state of Arizona, in the metropolitan area here, the biggest metropolitan area, ever since 14 states withdrew mask mandates, more and more people in Arizona wearing masks. They're wearing them in their cars. They're wearing them when riding bicycles. They're jogging down a road with masks on. They're absolute morons. And this is why I'm afraid, because I talk to very smart people that I've known for decades, and they're convinced that it's time to take the quote unquote, it's not even a vaccine, you guys. It's a lie. If you look at the CDC's definition of what a vaccine is, this thing they're giving everybody is not a vaccine by anyone's definition, but they call it one so they can get the product liability immunity afforded vaccine manufacturers, because they know it's hurting people and killing people. So they want protection from that. This is why they're calling it something it is not. It is an experimental biological mutagen, and it changes the way your cells produce protein by sending a recipe into your cell that tells the cell to produce a protein that it would not otherwise. Without this message, this mRNA, it would not produce this protein, which hypersensitizes your immune system, because this protein is supposedly the spike protein from the dreaded SARS-CoV-2 virus. And so here's the question. How do you shut that off? If your cells are always going to produce this protein, you're going to test positive. You would think maybe you're going to test positive, number one. Number two, your immune system is always going to be hyperactivated against this. So what happens when you get the real thing? Then you get probably an autoimmune response that makes you really sick. I mean, these are what the doctors that have been, shut down, thousands of them now, medical professionals with degrees longer than your arm, are telling everybody this. And every time they do, they get shut down. I'll probably get another strike in the channel from what I just said. But you can do the research yourself, because through certain sites like the one I always play here, and some people don't like these people, but there's only ones that have their own platform to tell the truth on without getting shut down. I'm taking a risk even talking about this stuff. But I am going to have Dr. Hotze on from Houston, Texas, who explains all this in, layman's terms more succinctly than maybe all the hundreds of doctors I've heard explain it. He makes it understandable to the regular person. You don't have to be a medical professional to get what this guy is talking about. And I want to get him live on the show. I'm going to reach out to him and see. He'll come on. I know he will. So anyway, once again, anything to further the Great Reset, which is take everything from the middle class, reintegrate it into the elites of the global corporations, and then they're going to give you what they think you need. That is the plan, and they say you're going to be happy about it. Let's see if they get away with it. Owen continues.
Doesn't matter that there's a 0% increase in the death. 0% doesn't matter to them. They've chose the reality that's been presented to them by the TV, by the liberals on TV, by the Democrats in politics. And so that's their reality. But, it's even worse than just the two realities, because people are really getting out of control. Now, here's kind of a juxtaposition. New Jersey press member John McCall threatens Congressman Jeff Van Drew, former Democrat, switched to Republican because he saw the way the Democrats were going. So these are reporters now leaving death threats to members of Congress, but saying, oh, you committed treason. The penalties for that is death. But then you have a basketball player of Ohio State who lost. It was a big upset for Ohio State to lose. And one of the basketball players was sharing private messages he was getting, just absolutely despicable. And I'm just sitting here thinking, if a game of basketball is that important to you and you're not even playing in it, then I think there's something wrong with you. Meanwhile, Illinois man accused of threatening Trump and other federal officials has been charged and arrested. Damian Grant of Peoria, Illinois,
sending threatening letters to the president and others. So again, civilization is breaking down. And when people are telling you the big lie and you believe it, that's the number one cause.
Indeed. I agree with Owen. And I think that we're in deep trouble, as Mike Bplex was commenting earlier. Now, I want to go into this paradigm that we cherish freedom in the United States of America and liberty. Now, undoubtedly, there are those of us individually that do. But generally speaking, I think we're in deep, deep trouble in that regard. And the reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic has really put this in stark relief. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. In the European Union, specifically Ireland, there was a woman who was assaulted by Irish police regarding a mask issue. Either she didn't have it on in public, or it might have been the one where they took a picture and on Facebook and she was around her kids without a mask or something to this effect. But anyway, the police were assaulting this woman on a mask compliance, quote unquote, violation in Ireland, a very leftist politically country. So as she's screaming and fighting the police, there's several hundred witnesses to this, to the general public, who all in unison take their masks off and pull the police off of this woman. And they were forced to stand down because the public wasn't having any of that. They saw the inequity of it and thought it was ridiculous, and they all pulled their masks off. Now, you're not going to hear this in the mainstream media because they don't want you to know that this is happening. But why I think we're in so much trouble, because in Houston, Texas, a woman went into a bank. I think she was a 60-some-odd-year-old woman without a mask. And without going into the details, it came to the police arresting her for that. Down on the ground, the handcuffs, the 62-year-old woman for not wearing a mask, right? And what does the crowd that is witnessing do this in the United States of America, the freedom-loving country, those of us that cherish liberty and freedom and we're against tyranny, all that? They laughed at the woman when she asked for their help. That's why I think we're in so much trouble, because people are such assholes that they won't even stand up for what's right. They sit there and laugh at the woman who says, help me, look what they're doing to me. It's because I won't put a muzzle on my face. But yet, in a leftist, politically country like Ireland, you have 200 people take their masks off and pull the police off a woman. By the way, that happened outdoors, too. It wasn't even inside of a building. Not that it should make any difference, but you know what I'm saying. So the explanation I can come up for that is we are so soft here in the United States of America. We have not been hardened by world wars since 1945. The Korean War never touched our shores. It certainly did affect our veterans, and many, many people died. The Vietnam War, same thing. The wars in the Middle East, many, many people affected by that. But by and large, we haven't been affected by, you know, rationing and, you know, everybody joining a war after it, such as what happened in the Second World War, right? So, because we haven't been assaulted like that for so long, we're soft as hell. We get so impatient if we're even inconvenienced the slightest bit, right? But yet when the medical tyrants tell us to do irrational things like put two, three masks on, shove a swab up our ass, and inject an experimental mutagen into our system that's going to change you, make you GMO forever. We say, oh, yeah, here, give it to me right now. Well, that's bullshit. What the hell's the matter with you? Any of you that think that's a good idea? Any part of that? What's happened to freedom and liberty as we hold in our hearts as Americans? The paradigm doesn't exist anymore in the United States of America. We believe just because people say they're medical professionals that they have this kind of authority over us and that we should listen. And, you know, these injections are not going to become law. They're not going to implement mandatory injections through the legal system. They're going to do it through the corporations that run our country. Our government is wholly owned subsidiary of big pharma, big tech, big media. It's not the other way around. You see, the left used to be about stopping the titans of industry, right? In the late 1800s, you had your Carnegie, you had your Rockefeller, you had the other two big boys. You know, they got bigger and bigger and bigger at the expense of their workers, which gave birth to the unions and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, Teddy Roosevelt busted the trusts, and, you know, you had William Bryan or whatever that, I can't remember his name. But what happened is, you know, there was a kind of a reset of unbridled capitalism that took advantage of the average person. And then the middle class was created because they kind of blended it with, okay, let's work a 40-hour week, let's pay a fair wage. Then everybody gets something. And there was unbelievable prosperity for a long time in the United States of America. But these business titans were out of control. They were more powerful than the government, which is the point I'm making. And they installed William McKinley as president of the United States. They bought the presidency. They were running the country. Rockefeller and Carnegie and J.P. Morgan. Those were the people in control of things. That's where we are today. China, the Rockefeller Foundation, the people that run big pharma, big media. They control the government of the United States of America today. The government doesn't control them. Bill Gates, yes, Cross King. Bill Gates is in on that. George Soros. These people are in control of our government. George Soros beat us in this election by funding the cheating at the precinct level. Down to the towns, the precincts, the counties, Soros has his minions in there. That's why when we brought the fraud to the court says, well, I don't want to look at that. They've been bought off already. These titans of business in the 21st century are not unlike the titans of the 19th century. We find ourselves in a very similar situation, only far more serious, because there is no Americanism involved in these modern-day titans. They don't give a crap about America. They care only about control and power. At least the titans of the Gilded Age and into the early 20th century were Americans. They cared about America. And they eventually changed their ways, and Carnegie and Rockefeller gave away most of their freaking money before they died. You'll never see these assholes do that. So, continuing the point on, I came up with a term. I call it inverted fascism. We are in a fascist America where it's not like the fascism of the World War II era, where the government was on top of the controls and then the second in command were the industry. Government controlled the industry and they worked together against whatever people they were attacking, usually, and including their own in some cases, but usually people of other nations, i.e. the Hitler regime. Today's fascism is inverted fascism because, yes, the government and industry are aligned against the people of the whole world in this case, but the industry is on top, not unlike the late 19th century, early 20th century. Industry is in control. So this is very dangerous for many reasons, but not the least of which is it's a very few people that are in control of everything, and they don't have your and my best interests in heart, even you, Lefty, that keep saying conservative is a cancer to society. Well, okay. Depends what you think conservatism is. Conservatism, in its true form, we conservatives are trying to conserve the liberal values laid out in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, which are liberal precepts. That's why when you study government in college, that is part of the liberal arts, because it has to do with the well-being of the society as whole. So if you don't know what the hell you're talking about, then you might say something stupid like conservative is a cancer to society, because you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to poli-sci. So anyway, I'm getting irritated with the trolls. Sorry about that. I should be more eloquent and, you know, magnanimous about that crap, I suppose. But I really, at this point in time, when we've lost our country and there is no such thing as liberal, there's no such thing as liberals anymore. They're all leftist idiots. They don't even know what liberalism is, because liberals believe in free speech. Imagine that. You see, back in the 60s, the liberals were against the establishment because they weren't the establishment. But when those people took control of establishment, guess what? They love establishment now because they're it. And I'm not going to defend the country clubbers that have inhabited the Republican Party, that have aligned the forces against people that want higher wages. That's not a good thing either. I'm for the competition. Now, if you own a company and you're successful and you want to continue to be successful, it makes good business sense, like do what Henry Ford did, pay a living wage. Pay people something that they can actually get a little piece of the pie themselves with. That's being competitive in a smart way. If you do that with your business, you're going to be able to get the best talent to work for you. You're going to benefit. And so are your employees, and they'll be happy and less likely to seek for employment elsewhere. So, but that's not typically what Republicans have been doing over the decades, is it? Not really. They say they do that, but neither have the Democrats. The Democrats are absolute criminals, and they even admit that, and they're proud of it. They're right in your face with it. So all of this boils down to what our founders said. About five of our founders of this nation said the same thing in different ways. And the gist of it is this: our government is our governmental system, i.e. the Constitution, is holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly inadequate. Unless men have honor. In today's society, by and large, men do not have honor. Doesn't matter whether they call themselves Republicans or Democrats. There's no honor. There's only lies, deceit, and one-upmanship. So this is the problem. Our Constitution is the honor system. There's no honor. You got some retard right now lying right here. Look at this crap, you guys. All conservatives are pedos and Republic-tards. They stormed the Capitol. You're a freaking moron, you idiot. You really believe that shit? Your brain is so far gone. You are the problem with this nation. If you're buying that crap, you're a moron. You see what I deal with on Twitter? You guys that are not on Twitter, give me votes. And I've got Cross King on Twitter who is, contributing useful information. I want votes from people. Should I stop sending this broadcast to Twitter so I don't get pissed off at the trolls? Because I have no patience for this stuff anymore. So those of you that care to vote, you're welcome to comment on whether I should, preclude Twitter from the broadcast, because that's where I get all the flack from. None of the other platforms are people that with absolutely ignoramus comments coming from. Very rarely do I get it from anywhere else but Twitter. Twitter is, see the problem. Everybody tells me, go here, go to Gab, go to this. They don't have live broadcasts, and that's what I do. I do live. So I'm stuck with the platforms that have the, capability of live. So all the alternatives are not large enough now to do live broadcasting. So that leaves you with YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook. There's really nothing else. There's some other few others, but I mean, Haps does. Well, give me the link, Mr. Cross King, and I will consider doing that. Because most of these other platforms that all of the people that are trying to expose the fraud in media direct you to platforms that do not allow live broadcasts. So if Haps does this, put the link down there for me, Mr. Cross King, and I will look into that. So anybody else wants to comment or on whether I should stop the Twitter, I love your comments. I will take your advice under consideration, because you people that have been listening to me for years deserve a say in these kinds of things. Because when they distract me and I go off on them, I start cussing, all that stuff, it's very unprofessional. I don't, I just have lost my patience with the leftard. I can't take it anymore, because the evidence against all their ridiculous arguments is right in front of them, and they still persist with this unbelievable denial of the reality of things. But not all on the left are like that. I want to tell you that many of the left, I was going to point this out before I got distracted by ignorance. I wanted to point out, way to go, lefties. You stole an election. You installed an Alzheimer patient that can't walk up a flight of stairs or know what state he's in, let alone what planet he's on most of the time, as president, who picked a vice president who did not have 1% support in your own party. Kamala Harris didn't even have 1%. She was the first to drop out of the Democratic race because she knew she didn't have any support. So Biden picks her to run, and now she'll be your president. And your party didn't even want anything to do with her. Brilliant. Your party rejected her, and now she's going to be your president. Now, why would you want somebody you rejected to be the president? Brilliant. That is the logic the left use. They don't even stop to think of any kind of consequence for ridiculous actions that they take. And they always accuse you of what they do. They're the pedophiles. They are the ones that broke into the Capitol and broke things and coerced some idiots of the crowd to do the same things that they were doing, because mob mentality takes over when there's a 500,000 people that have been, some of them been tear gassed by police. That pisses people off, in case you didn't know. And, before they tear gas the people, they're all sitting on the lawn, standing on the lawn, singing God Bless America, trying to give the Republicans a spine in order to do the right thing, passing a big old 100-foot flag around the crowd. And then when we found out, we meaning people that are, Trump supporters, found out they were vandalizing, we made them stand down. Those were people from the left that we have videos of them donning Trump gear and blending in with the crowd. And these idiots, these trolls, maybe they believe it or they're not, maybe they're operatives themselves, want you to believe that were conservative Trump supporters that did the vandalism. Not true. The only people that died in that incident were Trump supporters. The police officers, they say, were assaulted, went to the hospital the next day. He was never hit by a fire extinguisher. That was a media lie. And he died of a stroke the next day, which had nothing to do. Oh, and by the way, that officer was actually a Trump supporter as well. When they shot the 14-year Air Force veteran woman in the neck for no reason and no threat, when there were five armed police officers standing directly behind her that could have stopped her at any time. No, she was murdered by a plainclothes guy with a gun on the other side of the door. A black guy. So that's why you don't know his name or who he is or even what agency he works for, because he's being protected. Because it was a black man who murdered a white woman. A black man with a badge who murdered a United States Air Force veteran. This idiot now is saying, show us the videos. I've showed you the videos. The videos are all over the place. You find the video, idiot. James Harden, idiot. Find the videos. They are out there, even in spite of censorship. So you guys comment, and those of you that enjoy the program that are on Twitter, you can find me on many other platforms. You can vote, too, whether I should continue the Twitter nonsense or not, because, like I said, it distracts me. I can't even look at the chat now because I'll get off track. I'll waste airtime. I'll say offensive things that I shouldn't be saying. It's very non-professional. It just gets me off track. So, just the fact that people are so damn stupid that they believe this garbage that is portrayed in the media about Trump supporters and Trump himself. Now, listen, I'll be the first to tell you, Trump made major mistakes. He should have dealt with big tech. He should have dealt with Facebook, Twitter, all those people. Those companies should be held accountable. Either they're a town square where you're allowed to say whatever the hell you want, both sides, or they need to be able to be held liable for what they say. But better yet, there's a third solution, and these big techs are nothing but monopolies. Just like we were talking about the titans of the 19th century, they were monopolies. They were trust. And Theodore Roosevelt, the first progressive, who actually was a mixed bag, he was, a big government guy, but he was also for the people. So he's one of those characters in history that you can't put in the idiot left-right paradigm bullshit. Theodore Roosevelt was one of the ones that instituted breaking up those trusts into smaller companies. Now, that's what needs to be done with Twitter and Facebook and Google, because they have more control over information. They have more. They basically control our government, and that is not a healthy situation. So the modern day version of busting the trust. So I'm not for Section 30 or whatever it is that they say to hold them, be able to sue Twitter and all. I don't care about that. What they need to do is take these huge companies and break them up and cause different managements to compete for your content and cause a competitive situation where the platform that offers the least censorship, you know, would win out in a situation. So the solution is to break up these big tech companies. Google needs to be split into 100 different companies and let them compete for your information and your content. Same thing with YouTube. That's part of Google. It's all the same thing. So that's the solution. And Trump could have gone down that road. He did not do it. He was arrogant. He said, well, they'll never block me. How's that working for you, Mr. President? Where's your Twitter account today? Okay, that's a big mistake. If he would have done something else, he'd be sitting in the White House right now. Because with fair and free flow of information, more people would have known about what was about to take place in the massive fraud. That's my theory. I can't prove it, but I can't disprove it either. Okay. The other thing is with the reaction to the pandemic. Had Trump went with his instinct and said, well, we ought to open up the churches and the schools by Easter. Remember that? If he would actually cause that to happen and stand down the federal emergency and threaten governors of all the other states, if you don't stand down your emergencies, I'm cutting your funding. This whole nonsense that's going on now wouldn't it even took hold. We'd have been back to normal a long time ago. He'd be president. We all have $50,000 more at least in our 401ks right now because we'd all been riding high on the freaking hog with Trump as president. And those of you that have any sense know I'm telling you it's the truth. So I criticize Trump. And the third thing that I think he would have survived if he would have done any of the other two differently is he had a bad propensity of putting traitors and backstabbers and complete bad people in positions of power right next to him. Now, that comes from business, because when you're a businessman in a high position, I've read about this. I'm not that, but I've read about this. These people don't want to be surrounded by yes men, because if they are, they don't get a good perspective. So Trump has put these people that disagree with him close quarters. But what he didn't understand is they didn't just disagree with them. They didn't have any integrity. How many leaks did the Trump White House have? Oh, my God. He had 5 a day, every day that he was in office. How many leaks you get from the Biden White House? I'm still waiting for the first one. Right? They're all loyal to Biden. No leaks. We have no idea what the hell's going on in the Biden White House because there is no leaks. Now, we knew the same thing about the Trump information, even with the leaks, because the leaks we were getting, a lot of it was lies. In fact, 99% of it was lies meant to cut the power of the presidency, because they didn't want somebody that was working for the people in the White House. They, meaning the deep state, which we owe all about the damn deep state now, and we should have known about it 50 years ago, but it's one thing Trump did for us. Trump exposed the deep state. Now everybody knows about the deep state. You have to be living in a lead cave to not know what the deep state is and what they're doing to us. Or you have to be a leftist retard that's in denial of all that. So, you know, these morons, I just seen another. This My allegations have the burden of proof. Mr. James Harden, if you would do your homework, you would find out that there is video everywhere that proves what I'm saying about all this and more. You know, so why don't you do your homework? You are talking out of school because you just believe whatever your buddies on the left tell you in the media. And you're not even the problem. The problem is people that are good Americans don't believe that there's enough evil going on that they would lie to us about this stuff. Otherwise, they wouldn't get away with it. If enough people understood what kind of trouble we're in and why, is because the Democrats are evil, right in our face evil. They're liars, and they have the backup of the media. The Republicans are worse. Why do I say that? Yes, I'm a registered Republican. The Republicans are worse because there are less than 1% of them that have the courage of their claimed convictions. Because what happens to Republicans is when they get power, they either are corrupted by it or compromised by it in other ways. I'll give you an example. They go to a cocktail party. They get something dropped in their drink. They wake up in the morning, and there's a folder slapped on their desk with photographs of them with an underage girl in bed, naked. They don't know anything about it because they were slipped a drug. And then the person or the entity, who knows, deep state, says to you, now you'll do what we say or this goes public. So extortion, blackmail, whatever you want to call it. And they may not be, you know, they're probably innocent of any of that. Now, there are cases where, like, such as the Clintons, that, you know, but they're the ones that run a lot of those operations, or used to be anyway. Now they're kind of has-beens, but they're the kings at getting dirt on people and making them do what they want them to do. I mean, they're like one of the best. Both Hillary and Bill, they're just geniuses at that stuff, that crooked crap. But anyway, there's also just a simple fear. Fear of the media. Fear, what are they going to tell? If I do the right thing, why, I'll lose my career. They'll pick on me. Ask the congresswoman from Georgia. It dares to open her mouth. They're trying to kick her ass out of Congress right now. And she's at 71% she was voted by with. Her, she won with 71% of the vote. They're trying to kick her out of Congress. The Democrats are, because she's willing to tell the truth about them. So like I said, there's about 5 or 6 people in Washington worth keeping. We need to send the rest of those assholes home, whether they're Democrat or Republican. But anyway, there's another way they get are compromised. They're compromised by threats. Look at Dan Bongino. And now he's not in government, but he was hot on their trail and he had to back off. Why? He threatened his family. They call up, you know, they call up these people in Congress and elsewhere, and they say, saw your 4-year-old girl playing in the park. Be terrible if something happened to her. You better stop what you're doing. Now, I don't know about you, but if I get threats like that from people with the power to make good and the power of the media to cover it all up, ask Biz Foster, who shot himself in the back of the head twice in Fort Marcy Park because he was about to testify against the Clintons, committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head twice. Okay? You know, if you come out against these people, they're going to do something bad to your kids or something like that. And it really takes a lot of courage to stand up to that, because you're not just looking at some criminal with no power. You're looking at institutional crime that lives in our government because men have no honor. I don't know what the answer is, but I would say at this point in time, you would have to give us an F. Failure in the experiment of self-government. The experiment of the United States government, the experiment in self-governance has failed. Now, do I think we should give up? Hell no. I think our duty is to fight and perhaps win the upper hand on this mess. But it's not going to be easy, and a third of us are going to die. Because not because we're threatening them. They are killing us in multiple different ways. So I know certain people believe that taking an experimental biological mutagen into your system to cause you to be genetically modified for the rest of your life is the right risk. And you should have the right to do that, the right to believe that. But those of us that don't believe that that's the right way to go should also not be persecuted for not doing it. Because, you know, had we not locked down to begin with, herd immunity would have happened a long time ago. Ask the people in Sweden who did it that way. So there's a lot of problems. I don't sit here and say that I have the solutions, but I do know this. We're in big trouble because we don't cherish our liberty enough. We're learning to give it up because we're scared of a virus. And that is a very unhealthy situation, because you won't stand up to the medical tyrants. And that's what caught me with my pants down with this whole thing, because I'm sitting there thinking, well, they'll never be able to get us because, by God, we love liberty. Not true. We're too scared to love liberty. We think we might get sick from a virus. So liberty goes completely out the window, and 99% of us won't do a damn thing about it. That makes us in big ass trouble, folks. If you don't think so, talk to me next year and see how you feel. Okay? They already stole the freaking presidency. You think you're going to stop there? You think the next election is going to be fair? They just got away with stealing the presidency in broad daylight. You think you're going to take the foot off of that accelerator? I think not. They have no reason to think they won't get away with it from here on out. Their model for doing this kind of crap is the Bolshevik Revolution. You know, they turn the good patriots into the criminals and then kill them. That's what they're about to do now. They're about to take your firearms. You don't give them up, they're going to stop your commerce. They won't need to come knock on the door and face you with your firearm. They'll shut your bank account off. They'll shut your ability to do commerce, support your family, have a job, have transportation. That's how they'll get your firearm. Because after all, you're afraid of a virus, so if you're afraid of not being able to go to the grocery store, you're going to give up your firearm. They already have the plan. So, you know, I'm not here to say America's over, but I don't see anybody standing up. I don't see very many standing up. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are just as pissed off as I am and are ready to fight back. That's what I'd love to. That's why I'd love to know. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. So you guys tell me, am I wrong? Those are the two questions I want you to answer for me. Should I dump Twitter, take it, put it in the chat on Facebook? I'll even be on after the show a little bit. You can still comment. Should I dump Twitter? And are we done? Or should we still have hope? All right. So these are the questions, and help me go over them next week. I'll probably have a good guest for you so that you won't have to listen to me yell at Twitter trolls all night, and we'll have something more intellectual and more informed and educated than myself to add to the mix. God bless you guys. Oops, wrong one. We don't want to do that. We want to give you this. Anyway, I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to wish you the best and good health. And if you think the vaccine is the answer, and if you think they're going to let you take the mask off and go places because you took it, you got another thing coming. Bill Gates says he wants you to take half a dozen a year. And you know, they're putting all kinds of crap in there that they're not telling you about. They can do anything they want to you once they stick that thing in. So if you trust the medical tyrants, you know, good luck to you. And you have the freedom to do that. I don't trust them. And I wouldn't take that. It's just me. Anyhow, God bless you and your family. I hope you have good health, good luck, good fortune. And may God smile on you and bless you in this time of trouble. And I sincerely mean that. And I apologize to my lefty friends who don't really understand what the hell's going on. I get frustrated with you because it's so obvious. Good night, all.